Happy Father's Day, everybody here at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris, Texas. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, Happy Father's Day. You don't have to be a father to celebrate Father's Day. We're excited that you are here. We are excited if it's your first time, if it's your 100th time. We are excited that you are here. And we have some announcements that we want to get started with to let you know about before we get into worship that we have today. As we said, is Father's Day. So, fathers, make sure you get your little goodie that's out there in the foyer. Little tape measure. It's nice and it's cute. You'll always want, you always wish you had one close by. So there you go. You're welcome. And on the 23rd, with Children's Church, we'll be taking up a special offering next Sunday. It was going to be for the children's revival that is coming up. We have announcements done out of the way, but now it's the time where we get to glorify our King of Kings. And so to just begin to prepare, I want every eye closed, every hand lifted, and just take some moments just to tell God thank you. Say, God, thank you for who you are, what you have done, that you are worthy, you are mighty, and you are glorious, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. to give him praise that he's worthy of, to give him honor that he is more than worthy of. Because our God, there is none beside him. There is none like him. Our God sits on the throne alone, and he rules over all. An anthem rising from the ashes. There's an army rising up today. Let the praises ring from every mountain. Hear the nations lifting up your name.
No one greater. Let's lift our voices to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we need you today. We've got to have you, Lord. Pour out of your power and your presence this morning, Lord. For we need you. We have to have you, God. We cannot go without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Names that's on the overhead. Scott. Also, want to pray for Myra Martin, Denise Bell, Amanda Barnett, Francis Hutchins. Want to pray for Matthew Alexander. And if you have a need this morning, I will assure you that God will take care of that need. Have faith, believing, praise God. In the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, we find that in verse 4, chapter 5, there was quite a confusion going on in the area. And the Jews were stirred in their heart, and they were looking for some legal assistance. They go to an attorney of that day by the name of Gamaliel. He was well respected and honored in every way. So he told those people that were stirred up against those apostles that was preaching a message that they were not familiar with. Gamaliel did not have the Holy Ghost. He had not been baptized in Jesus' name, but he was a man of wisdom, a man of knowledge. And he said, "And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this word be a man, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God." My friends, whatever's going on in your life this morning, whatever you have need of this morning, don't listen to man. Don't listen to his theory. Get on your knees or come down front this morning as we pray for those that are sick and have a need. If you will come down, if you're confused, I'll assure you one thing. Our God, he will settle everything in your heart and your mind and in your conscience and in your fears this morning. I ask you to come right now in the name of Jesus.
Trust you even still. Bless your form,
holding me steady,
holding me steady.
Every word you speak,
every word you speak,
is a promise that,
is a promise that
you keep this firm,
this firm
foundation. Cannot be shaken,
cannot be shaken. My God, you never fail, never once, never once, you never will. I believe you are who you say you are.
You're true like you
say. You're true like you say you are.
You'll come through.
You'll come through.
Oh, yes,
you are all. Yeah.
may be seated. As already has been said, happy Father's Day to all of you wonderful fathers. Not only are you super special to your family, but you are very special to this church. We want you to all know that you are greatly loved and appreciated. And we were thinking our theme today was the measure of a man. So all of you men, be sure and go get your tape measure out in the main foyer. We have a drawing this morning. We have five Father's Day gifts. So we want to do a little special honor to five particular fathers. Adrian. Adrian. Woo! Brother David Young. Woo! This is a super dad, Tanner Malone. His dad, Tom's. James Martinez. Woo-hoo! Yeah! All of these guys are super dads. Frank. Woo-woo! Yeah! That's awesome. Oh, man.
How fun is that? My goodness. I can't wait to join those hallowed ranks one day. Calm down, y'all. It's not anytime soon. Let's just sort that out real quick. Nowhere near. I'm enjoying being an uncle, and that I think that is a good title for me for at least 10 to 15 more years. So, if we could at this time, please have the ushers come. I don't know if it's just because I've been away, but I would like to just say a big metaphorical hug to each and every one of you from me to y'all, and just a big, great big thanks from me to y'all. I just love my church. I love everyone in here, and I can't say that enough. I can't tell y'all that enough of how much you've impacted me, and then that also just continues to keep flowing into our youth, our young men, our young women that have gone out into this world. And so from me to y'all, I love each and every one of you so much, and thank you all so much for being an integral part in my life and everyone else's lives in this community. And I know up in heaven, wherever God may be right now, I think he's omnipresent, so I'm not going to get in that theology right now, but I know he's grateful for each and every one of his children at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris and all over the world, of course, as well. Thank you so much, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
With a heart full of gratitude from your children to you, Jesus, we say thank you.
Yes.
We ask that your blessing would be over each and every one of us, God. But God, more importantly, we ask your will be done in our lives, Jesus. We say, God, and we humble ourselves and we get down on our knees spiritually, symbolically, and we say, Jesus, not my will, but your will be done in our lives. Thank you so much, Jesus, for everything you're doing in Paris, Texas, in Texas, and in this United States, and then across the globe. Bless this offering and bless the people giving in this offering and those that aren't able to give. In your great name, we pray. Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Oh, I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your
personal family, but as I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, this is my family. So why don't you, if it's comfortable, put your arm around the person next to you. And in a world that is full of chaos and division, we are here to show the world that the reason we serve Jesus is to be in whole, to be in one, in unity with Him in our world. God, help us to love each other like He loved us, right? Oh, shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in unify us, God. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, my church family. I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus. Oh, bind the wound. Shout Jesus from the mountains. God, unify us.
And Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus,
Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Jesus,
as the body of Christ, cover us, God.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets.
Anything that God is not with you. Taking advantage of God is the critical issue, and that is learning and sharing his wealth. His wealth is spiritual. It is integral in the Word. And as the Spirit and truth become wielding powers, your voice takes on courage, kindness, gentleness, and that assuages the powers of darkness or hell, however you want to refer to it. So we come to the house of God, and particularly today, we are talking about the Father, the source of all creation. God created the heavens and the earth and all that is therein. Don't worry anymore about can he help you. The frustration is following him, listening to him, because there are so many voices. The Bible tells us that there are so many voices that come into our mind, our conscious level of thinking, and you can always tell whether it's love or hate, because when you want, you get a thought that you want to hurt somebody, that's a hate issue. But when you want to help somebody, that's a love issue. And so those are categorically the simplistic part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am honored beyond words to share the life of God Almighty in so many ways. And yes, I have to ask forgiveness pretty faithfully, because if I'm not careful, this flesh will start trying to control my thoughts, my actions, and my decisions. And so today I thrill to share meaningful statements that has the possibility of advancing your life into what it was intended when God put his first breath in your body as an infant. So today I brought a poem that was extremely meaningful to me, and I share it with you. A dad's poem. Her hair was up in a ponytail, her favorite dress tied with a bow. Today was Daddy's day at school, and she could not wait to go. But her mommy tried to tell her that she probably should stay home. Why, the kids might not understand if she went to school alone. But she was not afraid. She knew just what to say, what to tell her classmates of why he wasn't there today. But still her mother worried for her to face this day alone. And that was why, once again, she tried to keep her daughter home. But the little girl went to school, eager to tell them all about a dad she never sees, a dad who never calls. There were daddies along the wall in the back for everyone to meet, children squirming impatiently, anxious in their seats. One by one, the teacher called a student from the class to introduce their daddy as seconds slowly passed. At last, the teacher called her name. Every child turned to stare. Each of them was searching for a man who wasn't there. "Where's her daddy at?" she heard a boy call out. "Probably don't have one," another student dared to shout. From somewhere near the back, she heard a daddy say, "Looks like another deadbeat dad, or one too busy to waste his day." The words did not offend her. She smiled up at her mom. She looked back at her teacher, which told her, "Go on." And with hands behind her back, slowly she began to speak. And out from the mouth of a child came words incredibly unique. My dad couldn't be here. He lives so far away. But I know he wishes he could be, since this is such a special day. And though you cannot meet him, I wanted you all to know all about my daddy, how much he loves me so. He loved to tell me stories. He taught me how to ride my bike. He surprised me with pink roses and taught me to fly a kite. We used to share fudge sundaes and ice cream in a cone. And though you cannot see him, I'm not standing here alone, because my daddy's always with me, even though we are apart. I know, because he told me, he'll forever be in my heart. With that, her little hand reached up and lay across her chest, feeling her own heartbeat beneath her favorite dress. And from somewhere in the crowd of dads, her mother stood in tears, proudly watching her daughter, who was wise beyond her years, for she stood up for the love of a man not in her life, doing what was best for her, doing what was right. And when she dropped her hand back down, staring straight into the crowd, she finished with a voice so soft, but its message clear and loud. I love my daddy very much. He's my shining star. And if he could be here, he would be here. But heaven's just too far. You see, he was a policeman. Died the other year when airplanes hit the towers and taught Americans to fear. But sometimes when I close my eyes, it's like he never went away. And then she closed her eyes and saw him there that day. To her mother's amazement, she witnessed with surprise a room full of dads and children, all starting to close their eyes. Who knows what they saw before them? Who knows what they all felt inside? Perhaps for merely a second, they all saw him at her side. I know you're with me, Daddy, to the silence she called out. And what happened next made believers of those once filled with doubt. Not one in that room could explain it, for each of their eyes had been closed. And there on the desk beside her was a fragrant, long-stemmed pink rose. And her child was blessed, if only for a moment, by the love of her shining star, and giving the gift of believing that never heaven is never too far. They say it takes a minute to find a special person, an hour to appreciate them, a day to love them, but then an entire life to forget them. All of us that are of any age remember what this poem was all about. What happened that day, we will never forget. All of us remember where we were and what happened. But today, we remember a little girl that never lost her way. Could we thank God for a real God, a Father that cares? Father, we are so grateful today. We are so thankful. John, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse. God is a spirit and seeketh such to worship him. While it's a familiar phrase, it must become a familiar power. God created the heaven and the earth. and all that is therein. Every breath we breathe is a realization that he's still alive, because he breathed into man the breath of life. I want to take us back to that part. Some of you have heard it many times over, but I want to move back to that just for a couple of minutes, because I will never forget the day that I was riding down the road and God's church was perfect. Adam and Eve were great, and all of a sudden things turned around in a perfect environment. There in that setting, God let Satan in his church. And that day, I will never forget again the idea. And I asked God, riding down the road, why did you let Lucifer in your church? He was astoundingly quick when he said to me, there was no physical voice, but he quickened it to my mind, a thought that I'd never thought, and that was, he said, I will never have a bride that doesn't take a test that she could have had another way of life, and she has to be the choice. The church has a choice. You, as an individual, can be a member of the body of Christ. He calls the church the body of Christ. And so today, I think that as we fathers patronize the moment and fraternize the feelings that go along with a special day, and we are honored, and all of you that have honored the fathers today, we thank you for that. And I would like to know that I was an honorable father to my family, and as a pastor, an honorable pastor to a church family that is going to meet the Master at someday, the great Father of life. I want to try to carefully go through this because I don't want to take an overbearing amount of time. The rest, R-E-S-T, the Bible said, this is the rest wherein ye shall cause the weary to rest. With a stammering lip and another tongue will I speak to this people. I have tried to emphasize it over and again, and I want to do it again on this Father's Day, that when a baby is born, it doesn't speak French, English, but a mother can tell the difference of the cry, because it's the spirit of the child. And the mother looks at the baby after the dad says, what's wrong with that kid? And the mother said, she's got a bad diaper. Really? I didn't see you feel around over there. Well, what's wrong with the kid today? She's mad. She wants her bottle. It's amazing the spiritual connection with the birthing process of a mother and a child. And so what we learn from some of those realizations is that the Spirit does convey a message. You can often tell when somebody says, I love you, and it doesn't have a ring that's true. It can tell you, I will never talk to you again. And then all of a sudden you realize they said that once before. They just were having a bad moment. And so we understand the high and the low of spiritual living. When we're down, we can sound so sad, and then use the same words when we're up and we sound so glad. It is an amazing factor. And God, who wants every one of us to have His Spirit. That is the Holy Ghost. And so the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And God wants to take the creative energy of every one of us. We have the choice of creating bedlam in our home, our car, or our job. Or we can create peace in our home, our car, or our job. It is a thrill to be the child of God. Well, don't get too excited about it. I said, it is a thrill to be a child of God. It is not a bad feeling. It is a superior realization. Today, we are on and have the options of doing godly things. The Father of all creation was overlooked in one moment in the Garden of Eden. But since that time, man has begun to reach for things that would replace the awesomeness of the Almighty God. And we have miserably failed in so many ways. We have tried new cars. We have tried building new houses. We have tried all kind of things to bring peace to our marriage, to bring peace to our family, to bring peace to our city, to bring peace and joy to the climate around us. But there is only one God and one Spirit that can take us to that superiority, and that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible makes it very clear we are saved by hope, but by hope not alone. We are saved by the Spirit that creates that hope. We are saved by the Spirit that forgives us immediately upon our admission that we have not done right. We have superiority in the joy that rises above the weakness of flesh. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, we celebrate Him today. He has furnished us with wisdom that comes all the way from heaven. He has furnished us wisdom with the knowledge of what hell is really like. You don't have to go to a place called hell. You can just create that environment or be around certain people, and there is a spirit of torment around them. And that's why on this Father's Day, I think that we ought to lift our voice and applaud Him with our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. I wouldn't mind if most everybody stood. I'm not asking everybody to. But I think He, our Heavenly Father, the source of our joy, the source of our future, He would love it if we would lift up holy hands and stand to our feet and magnify His name in this house today. This is the house of Almighty God. This is the house where He restores our lives. This is the house where He restores our joy. This is the house where He gives us wisdom. This is the house where He chastens us by times. Oh, let's praise His wonderful name. And if the singers would get ready, I'm not going to be much longer. We go from His house to share the ultimate power. Love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Love those who treat you terrible. Love them, and you will be as one with God Almighty. He loved you when you were at your worst. He loved us when we were not welcome in His presence, welcoming His presence into our lives. He kept loving us until this day we look up and say, thank you for sourcing confidence in us. Thank you for sourcing love in us. Thank you for sourcing a future to us. Thank you, God. I cannot praise you enough. I will never praise a ball team like I will praise you. They can't give me but a feeling, but you can give me a forever. You can do for me what none other can do. And I gladly preach to my brothers and sisters and to my city and to countries beyond. We thank you, God, on this Father's Day for sourcing the riches of an inheritance. If you take time, I'm not going to list them, but go to the book, to the seven churches of Asia. And he says this about the pastors and to the angels of these seven churches of Asia. What he was saying was, when the word of God is preached in its reverence and in its wisdom, it's like angels have brought to you the bread that they found in the wilderness. So today, as they sing, and perhaps you would like to stand to make room for anybody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost or never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to be sure and take time for you. And if you don't feel today to do that, we will have other occasions, hopefully, before the trumpet sounds. But could we stand as the musicians play and sing and honor our Heavenly Father with words that only you can conjure, that you can develop?
A good Father, to you
all. And please feel free to just come down to the front and worship. You can just come down. We're not planning on taking a long time. He can read your mind.
It's who I am.
He can sense your spirit.
It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who I am. It's your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
You are. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.